A Houston homeowner turns studio into weekend venue. This is a well-styled backyard shed that they have built. I don't know. Well, I don't know if they built it or just acquired it. Perhaps they'll tell us here in the story. The point is they own this backyard shed. They've turned it into an unexpected income stream. Now, this wasn't a full-on ADU or guest house, really just a 12 by 16 shed, but they had then converted into a light-filled space with modern decor, et cetera. And it was just used for reading at first, but then a photographer asks to shoot a session, and they start thinking, what else can we do? Well, what they did was they learned to rent it out on a platform called PeerSpace, which everybody has access to. And PeerSpace is not our sponsor, to be clear. They're just part of this story. And so let's hear that story. I'm going to pass the microphone to Benny. This is part of our first $1,000 series, I should note. It's all about how somebody goes from idea to income and makes at least $1,000. And my hope is that these stories are inspirational to you, perhaps giving you some practical tip or, again, just a form of inspiration to kind of nudge you forward through your own projects. So anyway, Benny's got the story. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
Hey, it's Benny. I live with my partner and our daughter in a small house in Houston with a decent backyard and a detached shed that I converted into a little studio during the pandemic. It's got big windows, a wood floor, some cozy furniture, and just enough air conditioning to survive Texas summers. At first, it was just my hangout spot, my reading room, like a Guitar Hero cave, and a space to escape when our house felt too crowded. But one day, a friend of mine who's a family photographer asked if she could do a mini session in there, and she liked the light and the neutral aesthetic. And after that shoot, she posted the photos and tagged the location as something like Backyard Studio HTX. Within a week, two people messaged me asking if it was a rentable space. Well, sure, if you ask. I cleaned it up, added a small table and two extra chairs, hung a blackout curtain for one corner, and created an online booking form using Calendly. I listed it as a photo-friendly micro studio, available in two-hour blocks for $100. I also set up a PeerSpace listing and made an Instagram account with about 10 photos showing different uses. Journaling, styled shoots, mini art workshops. I didn't have a website, just a link tree with the booking link, my email, and the PeerSpace page. The first booking came from someone doing a product shoot for a candle company. The second was a birthday letter writing tea party with four guests. Both happened within 2 weeks of going live. I set a limit of one booking per day, mostly on weekends, and included a cleaning buffer between sessions. My rules were simple. Max 5 people, no amplified music, no glitter. I included bottled water, a Bluetooth speaker, and a small rolling cart with chargers and office supplies. After 6 weeks, I'd cleared $1,080 from 8 paid bookings. I spent about $140 on upgrades, mostly better lighting, plus a folding mirror and a plant stand. But the biggest driver of interest was Instagram. I reposted every time someone tagged the space and added a couple of reels showing simple before and after setups. I also used location tags like hashtag Houston Studio and hashtag HTX Creative Space, which brought in more local photographers and micro-influencers. One unexpected benefit: people love the idea of a private space that ain't a coffee shop or a huge venue. I've had writers, podcasters, coaches, and even someone hosting a three-person digital sabbatical for an afternoon. I'm still only doing a few bookings a month, but it's enough to cover our entire utility bill, which can be high in the summer here. Plus, every time I update the space, I get more ideas for what to offer next. If you're thinking about doing something similar, here's two things I'd recommend. First, don't overthink the setup. People aren't booking the space because it's fancy. They're booking it because it's private, quiet, and has a clean aesthetic that works on camera. Focus on lighting, neutral backgrounds, and movable furniture. You don't need a big renovation budget. Second, make it easy to book. Calendly or PeerSpace works fine. Just include a clear description, rules, and what's provided. If you already have a shed, a guest house, or even just an underused room, it might be worth trying. Sometimes the smallest spaces turn out to be surprisingly valuable.
Hey, Benny, thanks so much for sharing your story, what you figured out along the way, along with those tips for listeners. Don't overthink the setup. Make it easy to book. I agree with that. I have rented some spaces before for photo shoots or for events or various things. And if somebody else is doing it, like if I have an assistant or a contractor doing it, then they might go and do a whole bunch of research, which I really appreciate. But if it's me doing it, I'm going to make a pretty quick decision. And so I need the listing to just be super clear. I need it to be easy to book, or else I'm just going to go on to something else. So I think that is very helpful advice. Listeners, take care of yourself out there. If you have a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This is episode 3173. The complete archives of the podcast available for download at sidehustleschool.com. And I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.